we'll do that Sunday.
Blog Talk Radio.
It felt really good to make the list last night that we made, just of all of the things we were going to leave in 2021, and we have to be diligent to keep reminding ourselves to leave those things.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody keep talking to Sister Leanne. I got to talk to Brother Dan for a second. Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I had to call in with my cell phone. It's not even letting it ring through.
Well, it is here. You mean the Blog Talk?
Yeah, on the switchboard on the computer.
Oh, I don't know about that end of it. It rang through and it said just a minute. Then I was playing music. Now it's went to you. So,
all right.
I heard Leanne.
How you doing?
I don't know if it's because you're on your phone now or not. No. Good.
Yeah, I'm on my phone. I got up and walked out of the room so I can give Leanne some time to talk so she quits interrupting me so much.
No problem.
don't share your problems with me.
Well, it's hard when you're divided in so many different ways.
All right, not sure what's happening, but I'll stay on like this. I'll just have my earbuds in. Thank you, brother. Love you.
Okay. Yep. All right. Thanks.
Roger. Numbers 3, verse 20. Numbers 2, verse 5. Let me write these down real quick, Roger, before we lose your comments.
All right.
And just want to remind everybody that last night we played Bible trivia and the women totally smoked.
It ain't no total smoke.
It's not a total smoke.
10-9 is not a total smoke. Right? It's not a total smoke. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us here. And we got a little different set of audio going on tonight, so you're going to hear some other talking and stuff. And we'll see if we can get that figured out tomorrow. I just declare all of our technology works every night, all night long, and we have no other troubles.
Amen.
Can we get an amen from anybody?
Amen,
amen, amen. Amen. There, now, I got what you're doing, Dan. Now, any of you that find yourself lost in the lag and you have a kind of device that can do two things at once, Brother Dan calls in and listens to Blog Talk Radio because there's zero lag there, maybe 1 second. And then he can be in the Facebook page. That's a pretty smart guy right there. He can answer in the Facebook page, and his answers are immediate.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, I guess as immediate as Facebook is in the lag.
Yeah, well, we figured out we can actually comment through blog talk, too, can't we?
No, I don't know. We never seem to perfect that one. But
yeah, we don't see it here.
Yeah, you don't see it over here. But that's all right. So Blog Talk's up, Facebook Live's up. How's everybody doing? Anybody have leftovers tonight? Did we ever hear any more from Glazia? No, she leads the singing and at church sometimes, and then she also preaches. So God bless you, Glazia. We love you. I want you to know that we're praying for you. This body of believers is praying for you, and we're going to see this thing change by a miraculous move of God. We're going to see it change by the hand of God, and the rest of the world's going to have to get in line and be a part of what God's doing, because God's kids get to have what they're supposed to have, and nobody gets to stand in the way.
Amen.
Can I get an amen from anybody? In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this right now over our sister Glazia. Everybody add Glazia's name, Leon, Jerem, and Glazia. Add them to your prayer list and bless them every day. They're good. They're good people, and they love God and serve God and walk with God. And let's watch God do a mighty work in their lives.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want to give out too much information because that's not a good thing to do when you're online and you're public where things are going on. So,
Amen.
But go ahead.
Phyllis says, don't you know that you're supposed to eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day? I did not know that.
Where's this information?
For good health and cabbage for wealth. That's what we had. Ham in the cabbage and bell peppers in the peas. Delicious and pumpkin pie for dessert. Wow, no, I had never heard that before, but we do have black-eyed peas here, too. We couldn't know I have black beans.
Where is this information at?
In the comments.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive. I command that this technology functions properly as it's supposed to do. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the
mighty name of Jesus. Wow. All right, what time is it? 20 minutes after. All right, who's not here? Let's round up the troops and everybody send a private, an instant message to somebody that's not here yet. I didn't get all my instant messages set. That's what I was doing.
Roger. Still have a lot of problems with my phone. I can hear them. They can't hear me.
Isn't that something?
Huh. Is this a fairly new phone to you, Roger? Maybe you need to return it and tell them to fix it or get you a new one. Yeah, I wonder where that tradition came from, too. That's very interesting. I love cooked cabbage.
Oh, my goodness. I've got way too much technology happening right now. If you guys just see me sit here and stare off into oblivion, you'll know that the technology got the best of me or something. Wow. Isn't that something?
Oh, my gosh, I need to eat some pumpkin pie soon. There you go. There you go. Now, we're officially starting our fast tomorrow.
Wow.
I guess that's probably not something we need to, well, but if we're doing it as a church, are you going to say you typically don't want to announce to everyone you're
going to
be fasting?
Well,
we all know we are.
All right, Dan, that's
going to... Whoops. Don't want that one there. I want this one there. There we go. All right, Brother Dan, there you go. Tell me if you can still hear me like that. Wow. I declare right now in Jesus' mighty name that this whole thing works all night long.
I declare it does too. Amen.
And there's no more. There's just wonderful, awesome time. Thank you, everybody, for a great time last night. I felt like we had a blast. For some reason, Sister Leanne came in the room and tore down all my decorations that I had hanging all over everything.
We literally had streamers. Well, I posted the pictures in the Facebook page. We had streamers.
I mean, we had just a few of them that we shot around.
Yeah,
they were currently just hanging all over. It was wonderful.
They were hanging off of the lights, and I didn't have control.
It literally
catch fire.
It literally was like, you know, at least we were having a good time together, and so why'd you do that? Merry Christmas. Wait, it's not Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Woo! Going to get some confetti out here yet. Amen.
I just cleaned this room up.
And now I have been warned. If you make a mess, you will have to clean up your own mess. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hopefully Dan can hear what I'm loving.
All right. Thank you, Dan. That's amazing. That's amazing. I
Dan, you're such
am doing a great job. Everybody, make sure you welcome anybody that shows up and be a blessing to them. If you see a name that says so-and-so's watching, make sure you welcome them because I'm not seeing them. I'm not sure what that's all about, but thank you, Lord.
You guys always do an amazing job at welcoming everybody.
Yeah.
Okay,
amen.
So happy.
You know, just so you know, I want to tell us about a great victory.
About the victory. Go ahead.
Hold on. Hold on, I got to put these back in. I want to tell everybody about a great victory. Literally, this 2 weeks ago, was it? December 26th. Our program for December 26th literally had 1,000 viewers view it.
Oh, yes.
On December 26th, 1,000 viewers viewed it, and 2,600 people were reached by that video.
That is so awesome.
So we crossed a major milestone on the day after Christmas in 2021, and that is we crossed 1,000 views that we've noticed. Now, there may have been other days we crossed 1,000. Some of them we saw were at 3,500 or 3 to 500. So, well, I saw one that was just 700 once. But this one actually went to 1,000 views, and 2,600 people were actually reached.
Yeah.
So, three cheers for God Almighty because he is building his church.
Amen.
Hip, hip. Wait, we don't give God a hip, hip array. We say, you alone are worthy, Lord. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of all the glory and the honor and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
And we thank all of you so much for being here and being a part of it, because you are part of the foundation of this ministry that has made it work. And we're so grateful for you. Thank you. And we're so grateful for you.
Don't mind that echo there. That's just an echo. But it's just an echo. But don't worry about it. It's just an echo.
Oh, it's a problem that started when you did the update. See, I don't do any of those updates on my phone.
All right.
I don't volunteer for any of them.
All right. Well, here we go. We'll talk about the faster in a little bit. And, you know, let's get started. We ended the year with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's get this year started with the Pledge of Allegiance. And you and I standing boldly as we the people.
Amen.
This is what's awesome. Not one day last year did we miss praying for the United States of America. Not one day. Now, you might say, well, what's the big deal with that, Pastor? There's not too many people or ministries that can actually make that claim. I'm not bragging, because that is a serious commitment, and that is a serious, serious decision to make to get that done. But here's the thing. We know we have a stewardship. So as soon as you know you have a stewardship, then there's nothing left except for a steward to be found faithful doing what he's supposed to be doing. And so thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for honoring that part. Every time we sing the Pledge of Allegiance, or we pray, we speak, hallelujah. I'm glad you're following me.
We're trying real hard, too.
Woo! Glory be to God. You know, I got about, this is what's awesome.
I literally have about 15 messages burning on the inside of me right now for this new year. And on the inside, I'm like, I want to speak it all, but you just got to slow down and let God do what he's doing. Come on. I command this computer is working absolutely marvelously tonight.
Amen.
There will be no problems.
So, we'd eat too much. I'm sure it's just a redneck farming country tradition.
Wait. We learned last night. Which disciple was it that was the redneck?
Oh, he couldn't remember. It was in his Bible at church. Remember? It was funny. That was Randy last night. Well, you guys were there. Roger, I don't remember if that was the same night, but keep speaking it, buddy, just in case.
All right, we're getting closer. Here we are. So let's rise together, and we'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. We'll pray our opening prayers. And now we got a lot to get accomplished tonight. And I know you guys came with some good questions. And if you didn't come with a good question, you come with a good answer. So thanks for being a part of this with us tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Together with me, we'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, excuse me, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who in their body bear the scars of their soul in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now we'll make the pledge to the Christian flag. Thank God that we're all believers. We're not just we the people. We are we the people, the children of Almighty God.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior crucified, risen and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. Join us now as we pray our opening prayer. Now, for those who know us, we don't worship this prayer. We just pray it. Thing holy about this prayer until holy people begin to speak it boldly and proclaim it into the atmosphere where the angels can get a hold of it.
Amen.
Amen. Just in case people don't understand, some churches worship their very prayers. This is just a prayer that God inspired me to write. Here we go. Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. The power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry. Believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, as we pray, as every one of those brave warriors who fell in battle prayed, as every great patriot, every great prayer warrior has ever prayed, God bless America. Everybody say it with me. God bless America. Thank you, Lord, that you carried us through the holiday season. And all around the world and all across this nation, people were honoring and giving glory to Jesus' birth. Oh, we know there's a bunch of them that's commercialized it. We know some people got it out of order. But thank you for the billions and billions of times that the name of Jesus was mentioned across this earth during this Christmas holiday season.
Yes,
and we proclaim it again right now. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. We stand together now in the prayer of unity with our brothers and sisters right here. How good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. I keep forgetting. Everybody pray it with me because you can see it now. It is like the precious anointing oil on the head of Aaron running down, the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore. Father, we bless our brothers and sisters that are in the international network of prayer and faith all over this world. All of them, Lord. However many millions there are, or tens of millions, we give you glory for them, Lord. You told us one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000. We know what's about 10 million of us. There's nothing they can do except begin to submit all over the world. Thank you for it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that you're helping us, verse 3, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Father, we pray these verses right out of Ephesians because it's your heart for the body of Christ. Pray it with me. Are you there? There is one body and one Spirit. Just as we are called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Father, we bless the fivefold ministry and the body of Christ to function together following the head, Jesus. Pray it with me. We're blessing the fivefold ministry and the body of Christ across this nation, across the community of faith, and around the world. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you're the head and we're the body and you're living in us. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together, what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my supply to this body, and we all grow together, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we pray right now for revival in the executive branch, revival in the judicial branch, revival in the legislative branch. Right now, we pray and we declare and we speak revival in every patriotic organization. May we, the people of God, spread the righteousness of God across this nation, knowing that there is no power that has any ability to overcome the power of the righteousness of God.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. We bless our brothers and sisters all over the United States and around the world who are defending us this evening.
Amen.
Want to say it with me? God bless the peacemakers.
God bless the peacemakers.
Say it. Trauma, we bind you. Trauma, power, is bound and destroyed. You cannot continue to function in people's lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the peace of God bless our peacemakers all across this nation. Corruption, we set you on notice a long time ago. We remind you tonight, you're bound, and we give the glory of it to Jesus.
Amen.
Because his blood is the most powerful force on the face of this earth. And his name is the most powerful name on the face of this earth. And the word of God is the most powerful book and word and truth there is.
Amen.
And every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored priests' devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. Now pause. This next statement is a proclamation that an ambassador would make. We're ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, bringing his kingdom to this earth, and this nation belongs to God.
Amen.
Ready? We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Thank you, Lord. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the wonderful community of faith. And I think this is one of the greatest bodies of believers that you'll ever find anywhere on the face of this earth. And we're glad you are with us right here, right now.
Amen.
Now I'm going to put YouTube on because we're going to be talking about all the stuff we're doing here. Turned on. YouTube's with us now. Blog Talk Radio is with us now. Any of you that might have trouble signing in and hearing our program, you can always dial into the, if you're having trouble on YouTube or Facebook, you can always dial in to the Blog Talk Radio channel and listen live. Nobody would hear you. You don't have to say any words. That's just, you just can call in and listen. I think we can have over 200 listeners on. I think that's what that is. Mm-hmm. There, let's see if I can put them together. Oh, my goodness. It's all right. Everybody, it's all right. It's really all right. I can't see what you guys are saying, but you can hear what I'm saying, and you can see what I'm typing, so glory be to God. Hallelujah. What a night.
There you go.
Now, let's lay out a plan here for what January is going to look like for the community of faith. All right? Every year, God has me speak some very specific messages that helps us all be established. I would like some tea, love. If you could get me a cup of tea.
Earl Grey?
Yep. Yep. Thank you. Every year, God has given me, Jesus, help me get this set up. Way back in the 90s, 98, I think, God gave me several messages and has me speak those messages every year at the beginning of the year to remind us how to live every day. I'll be going through those messages again. And then, we're going to have that renewal time. There's also going to be a fast going on at the same time. And we'll teach on fasting here. I'm not going to start it tonight because I'm sure people still got food left over in their house that you probably want to get eaten up or put away. But we'll talk about it tomorrow in our 1 hour of faith, and we'll talk about fasting tomorrow, and we'll get that fast all set up. You'll see how it is. And, of course, whenever you fast, you're going to fast what is going to be something that you need to do in your life. When I give us an outline, it's only to help some people that may have never done this before have an understanding of what fasting is about and how we use it and why we use it. So it is one of the most powerful forces in the Bible, in the Word of God, to break unbelief. If you find that you got a bunch of doubt and unbelief in your life, well, then I encourage you, start fasting, because what's going on is your soul and your body are trying to overpower the spirit. And when you fast, you put your flesh under, and it brings your spirit man alive to God, and it helps clean out your ears to be able to hear, kind of like a good Q-tip. Fasting is the Q-tip of the kingdom of God. Kind of clears your head out, especially if you get real hungry. But to some people, fasting might be that you give up social media. There's a lot of people that would be a serious fast for them to be able to actually give up social media and not be on it all day long. So the idea is that let's draw closer to God right now at the beginning of the year, set up some goals for ourselves, and keep moving. All right. Then we're also going to do the foundation principles of the kingdom of God and lay the foundation principles out again. Every time we go through them, we understand more about God. And, you know, this is how I see it. Well, the last fast I did, Dan, that was the revelation I got. Hold it. This ain't anything else except to get my whole being focused on God. Appreciate you saying that, brother. Thank you. Watch this. That these foundation principles that we have, I want all of us to get so solid in our foundation in God that there is nothing that can move us, nothing that can shake us, nothing that can hinder us in any way, because we are so grounded and established in the things of God. So the foundation principles are coming. And then he's given me two other messages that we're gonna preach a series on. One of them is hardness of heart and humility before God. Let's get the proper understanding of those two, because there's a lot of people that think they're humble, and all they are is humiliated. Well, humiliation is not of God. When you humble yourself, that's of God. Some people say, oh, Lord, humble me. Well, I really don't think that you want to leave that process up to the Lord. Number one, he's going to say, humble yourself. And he's going to say, I don't ever do anything to you. I match what you do with my grace. Is that a good way to say it? Mm-hmm. That's a great way to say it. So we're going to have that message, and that'll be a series. And then we're going to have another series about tithing. I'm going to study tithing in probably a different manner than you've ever studied tithing before. Mm-hmm. Functioning in a law, you tithe or else. Man, that's wicked. That's wicked. The tithe wholly belongs to the Lord. Don't belong to me. It don't belong to the church. It belongs to the Lord. The tithe wholly belongs to the Lord. Now, he uses it for specific processes, and we're going to study that. And it's in the New Testament. It's in the Old Testament. And God has just really helped me see a whole new level of that in the last month. And so that's another series that's coming. So somewhere out there about February, 14th or 20th or something, we'll have all of that done so the year will be started effectively. I've got one more thing, another thing that I truly believe that God wants us to do this year. And that is to start a program with all of us that we read our Bible through from start to finish in 1 year, this year, 2022, read the Bible through, all right? And as I've been praying about it and thinking about it, programs, how you read it through and everything, but as I've been praying about it, he said, I want you to read it through chronologically, like it actually happened. So I found it laid out chronologically. Now, if they're making comments, you're going to have to answer them all because I'm honestly seeing nothing. I mean, sometimes I say I'm seeing nothing and then they all start showing up, but there's anything that's important to me, you're going to have to say it to me because on this side, I don't see nothing but me. And I don't know if you've had that experience lately where you just looked at yourself for about 2 or 3 hours. It gets to be a real pain. Anyways, now, chronologically means this. It means that as you're reading from Genesis to Revelation, it's going to put all of the scriptures in the chronological order in which they happen. I'll give you a reference point. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, pretty much all of that is chronological order, except that the book of Job happens somewhere right about chapter 11 in the Bible. Of Genesis. That's about where that's positioned. That's how old the book of Job is. But when you get to 1 Samuel, then you begin to see all of the Psalms in the Bible in David's life. So as we're reading 1 Samuel about David, then we're going to read all of the Psalms that he sang and wrote during that period of time he was in. It's a really, really cool situation. Well, then we move from 1 Samuel, we go into Kings and Chronicles, and that's the stories of the kings. That's where you get all the Proverbs and the Psalms mixed in there, all right? And then comes Kings. And all of the prophets begin to come in because Isaiah and Jonah and Amos and Hosea, they're all Obadiah, they're all current in the book of 2 Kings. So what this is going to produce for us is a chronological view of the Word of God, and I think you'll enjoy it. I have this. And here, I will post it up tonight. I'm not going to try to post a bunch of stuff over to the family thread right now because I got too much happening tonight. But we'll get it put in there. So far, you only got 1 day to make up. And that's Genesis chapter 1 through 3. And then tomorrow's is 4 through 7. Now, I would like to make a commitment that I could read all this and record it. I don't know that I can get it done. But from time to time, as God gives me the ability, I'll read this and actually put it and make it available for you. If you pray for me, maybe God can help me get that done. But that's not a commitment. But I really want to lead us in this so that we get a chronological view of exactly how things happened in the Word of God. And I'll have this posted on the on the website, and we'll post it on our Facebook site so that every day you know exactly what to be reading. We'll post it in the Read the Word messenger thread. We'll have it on the other one. It's a real simple thing to do. Today's reading is this. And then you put a post up and everybody reads it together with you. And what it just turns out to give us a great understanding of the Word of God as we're reading through the Bible. What is this going to do for us, Pastor? Well, one thing is it's going to give us absolute focus and excellence, because three chapters a day can seem overwhelming. You just make a commitment to it. Then what will happen is we'll actually filter out things that we don't need to do and put in the things that we do need to do. Could you imagine getting to heaven and having to look at some of these prophets and say, I'm sorry, I've never read your book. And they'll say, well, come over here and sit down. You got to go to school now. You could be out exploring heaven, but no, instead, you need to go to school. Anyways, I think you'll enjoy it. And I encourage you to make that commitment with us. And the reality is, guys, the more of the word we get in our life, the more faith we get. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Almighty God. Question, if you give up social media, I would just listen to your ministry. I see that. I saw that comment. Thanks, Roger. Well, and that's what that would be an excellent fast. All right. Not that I want you listening to me, but this is your ministry. I say this regularly, but I'm going to say it again. If you look at your life and say, Pastor, I'm struggling in this area, understanding God. Now, some people are like, well, I don't want to say that to you. Well, say it to us. It's not like we're going to broadcast it and tell your sins to everybody. Say it to us privately. And then we'll go into the database of messages, and we'll send you a bunch of messages that you can continually study, because we've already covered pretty much most of the things you're going to have to study, and they're there in an archived form. All we got to do is help you be able to find it, and it'll produce great life and strength in your life in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I pray for both of you every night and thank God for your friendship and your ministry. Thank you, Roger, and we feel the same way about you guys. I want this to be a place. Let me say it differently. Gary West, welcome, man. Good to have you, buddy. All right. Now, I want this to be a place where people come and can plug in to the word immediately and instantly be standing on their feet solid in God. Well, Pastor, how do you expect that to be? He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
Proverbs says, diligent soul shall be made fat. That doesn't mean overweight. That means blessed. Don't think you've ever read Hezekiah. That's a good one. That's a good one, fellas. All right. One last trivia question from last night. Let's see who can get it, the men or the women. How many chapters are there in the book of Hezekiah?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Let's see who gets that answer. Sister Phyllis brought it up. How many chapters are there in the book of Hezekiah? We'll let everybody.
We have to look it up.
We're going to have to let everybody work on that one while I keep going, because we got a lot more to say. So here's the reality. God's taken us to a whole new level this year. And I see us in this year not only making what we do here absolutely effective, but I see a bunch of us leaving our homes, going out into our communities, actually beginning to make a difference in the community.
Yeah.
and blessing and helping different situations and organizations and events and things that happen. That's an inside joke. Wait. I think what you said, Rebecca, is an inside joke. Now, I'd like to know also. Thank you, Phyllis and Rebecca. I can always count on you to really nail it right down to the floor. I don't know how many chapters are in the book of Hezekiah because I don't know if he wrote any. That's actually not a book of the Bible. That was a trick question right there. And my two sisters called me on it immediately. Leave it up to them. They're always going to be calling me right on the carpet. But that's all right. We like it that way.
You like it that way.
So, now, we've also got a couple conferences. I'm going to tell you something. Today, when I sent you the verse of the month, the whole time I'm sending it, I'm like, there is something wrong with this. I had already prepared it, and I'm like, well, there is something missing about this. And I'm looking at it, so I'm checking all the punctuation. I'm checking all the spelling. I'm checking the references. I'm like, what? And on the inside of me, I'm like, what is this? And Felicia had asked for it, and now it's like, 25 minutes later, and I'm like, I'm feeling pressured. Like, what, Pastor? You don't have a verse of the month already for us? Why can't you just copy and paste it? I had this pressure going on. So I sent it to you. And here's the reality. I don't know what happened because it left a part of it out. And then when I sent it, I looked at it, I'm like, there is something about that that's not right. Okay? Who knows? I've learned now to just look at this thing and say, it doesn't matter what I think I am seeing. I know this about what's going on. Where'd it go? So this is what's going on with it. All right. Our verse of the month. For January 2022, the verse of the month is, I am your exceeding great reward. All right? So, hey, Hezekiah was the king. Elaine has showed up in Samoa, and she's straightened us out just like the rest of them are.
Glad to have you here.
Good to have you with us, Elaine.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy, happy, happy New Year to you. And it's always encouragement whenever we see you show up. So thank you, ma'am. We know that you probably got a busy day. It's probably about church time for you, isn't it? No, what time is it over there? We're going to get this time factor down yet with this.
It is.
So we can do it like it needs to be.
1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
It's 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, I think. Is it 1 o'clock, Elaine?
All right, there we go.
1:10.
All right. Now, so, as I was looking at the verse of the month, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to straighten that out. And it's like, well, okay. I don't like it when this happens like that, but I don't care. I'm going to put out the verse that God gave me. So, the verse of the month is, I am your exceeding great reward. All right? I am rewarding everyone according to their work. And then I give us the scriptural references for it so that we got it right. All right? Now, let me see if I did leave one of those up where I can get that to you. Right there it is. All right? For the year, our year statement is God is rewarding every one of us. And hold on just a second. Somebody make a post in the family thread so I can find it, if you would. There you go. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. There is the verse of the month, reworked. All right?
There we go.
All right? And now I'm going to give you our verses of the year. All right? This is our statement for the year. I am rewarding you. There you go. Now you got them both, and they're actually in order. Now.
And prayer to you too, Elaine. Thank you for stopping in. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless you. I'm sure church is already done there, but we he doesn't have a book in the Bible. That's so cool. Thanks for stopping in and checking in with us. That's really kind of you to do that, man. We appreciate it. You got your eye on me?
Yeah.
3 p.m. heading to the evening service. All right, then.
Oh, it's 3 p.m. It's 19 hours, then.
3 p.m. You know, it would help if they would just make it an easy number for me. How many hours is it?
19
hours ahead of us. I mean, the rapture is going to happen over there, and before anybody even knows it, they'll be gone. And we'll be looking around. Where'd Elaine go? Well, she's missing. The rapture's going to happen.
I don't think Jesus goes by the.
Well, you don't think so? You think we're going to go up all at this? See, that's why it says no man knows the day or the hour, because it's going to be a different day and hour all the way around the world.
Yep. Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah. God bless you, Elaine. Tell everybody at church we said, God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, where was I at in my list here? Oh, okay. So we got our verse of the month. We got our theme for the year. We talked about the fast. We talked about the different things that are coming. Now, one more thing to say, and I think this is so cool. Because I was telling you guys at the beginning of the program last night that I was listening to Brother Copeland because he was having a meeting.
Yeah.
All right? This is the coolest thing. Do you know what verse of scripture Brother Copeland was preaching about last night? Brother Copeland was preaching last night that God is our exceeding great reward. The very thing that God has been speaking to me all through the fall about this year, and I wrote it to us, and Brother Copeland was preaching about it last night, and he's preaching about it tonight. You might say, what's so big about that, Pastor? It means I'm hearing what the number one voice of faith on this earth is hearing from God Almighty. Now, you might say, well, that ain't no big deal. That's all right. You can say it. I won't judge you. But I'm going to tell you what it says to me. All of the battle that I go through every day doing the work of the ministry to hear the voice of God, I'm hearing his voice.
You are hearing his voice. Amen.
And I know that Sister Leanne and I come on here and we make this seem pretty simple. There is a certain amount of effort that goes into this.
Oh, my goodness.
And there is a certain amount of faith that goes along with it. And there's some days that we just looking at this mountain saying, move, sucker, move, because we ain't moving. You will move because we're not moving. And we're not climbing you. And we're not digging a hole through the middle of you. Move. We were in a church service with Brother Jerry Savelle. And the last lady he prayed for in the healing line that night was the senior citizen lady. And she was rather frail in her body. and he's over in Montana, and we will go together. Bless you, Elaine. Elaine will be flying over from the Samoa going, hey, guys, look at me. Woo, 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 woo. Don't you wish you lived where I live? Woo, woo, woo. Come on, that's awesome. I sure wish I had an emoji or something I could do tonight, but I can't seem to do anything. Anyways, Brother Jerry lays hands on her, and you can see it in his eyes. He's got a word for her. And he gets done praying. She looks at him. He says, this is what I saw. He said, I saw you stomping your foot at the devil and saying, get, like you would to a stray dog in your yard. Well, she didn't even wait for him to say anything more. She stomped her foot and said, get. She's just this little old frail lady. I mean, she seemed frail. Maybe she wasn't frail, but she was a senior citizen. And she stomped her foot, and you knew when she was speaking, the devil was getting out of somebody's life. It was a pretty cool thing to see coming to every one of us right here. Is that level of authority in everything we do. Amen. 2022, this is the year that God says, I am. I want you to get that part that's capitalized. The I am is saying, I am is rewarding you. You might even say, Pastor, do you think I've even earned any rewards? Are you chasing God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Because if you are, that is what God is always looking for in our lives. Now, as I've been checking today, I didn't see anybody come with a question to the program in my technologies. All right, Brother Roger has a question.
We'd like you to explain number 3, verse 20, and 2, verse 5.
Numbers 3, verse 20?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's what we're going to do. Somewhere in here is the book of Numbers. All right, this is good. Well, what you're going to see most of all in this is how God instructed the children of Israel to live, to effectively be blessed by God on this earth. And that's what the majority of this is going to be about. So, let's do this. Everybody pause for a second. I got to find. Oh, yeah. One more thing we're going to get in here somewhere is we're going to study the book of Revelation with Dr. Hilton Sutton.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know how to do that yet. And you might say, well, just play the thing. Let us listen. Well, I want to do that, but I want to make it very effective to you. And I want to see you become very, very strong in the things of God. And I want this to be a very powerful force when we go through it. There's a lot of confusion that's gone out about the book of Revelation. And I don't want any of that confusion. I don't want any of that confusion having effect on any of us. I want everybody to be able to be like, wow, this is the most amazing revelation I've ever received. And, of course, you've already said that 25 times last year. I know I did. And you're going to say it again because I sat with Dr. Sutton in his office when he created. Well, he didn't create this. He was teaching the same teaching. There was about 8 of us there. It was called the School of Eschatology. And it was 8 hours a day for 5 days. And you just sat there with this man teaching you the book of Revelation, the Olivet Discourse, the book of Daniel. He taught a whole bunch of stuff with it. Ezekiel. First day, I went through every emotion there was. I went through anger. I went through hatred. I went to bitterness. I went to forgiveness because of all those other ones I just went through. And then it ended up because it was something because he stopped about noon of the first day and said, now some of you are really angry after what I've been teaching you. And he said, this always happens because he said, here you are sitting here realizing this isn't difficult to see. People were teaching us speculation. People were teaching us assumptions. And he said, anytime you speculate, you're making a doctrine built on something you don't know. And why would you build a doctrine out of something you don't know? All right. So anyways, that's coming to in here. I'm not sure yet when that's going to happen, but it'll be a great time. And you're going to thoroughly enjoy that study of that also. How many can see 2022 is shaping up to be an amazing year for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, where did, what was Roger's question again?
He wanted you to explain Numbers 3, verse 20, and then Numbers 2, verse 5.
All right. Looking for my notes here, and they seem to be in a different spot than where I left them. But that's okay. It's just the first of the year, so I'm sure I'll find them somewhere.
Hello, 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 Roger.
Hello, 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 Roger. That's something. All right, well, here we go. Let's hold your Bible up. And we'll make our confession. I always start a new thread. And this is not in the new thread yet. Thank you, Jesus. Pin the note. Here we go. Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. The Bible says, God's word says, we can have the words of our lip. Say it with me.
We can have the words of our
lip. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
He is the great I am.
He really is the great I am. The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Is making this word come alive.
Is making this word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God. And plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my
producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. I want to go, first of all.
Why all of the army were the preparing for war.
All right. Give us a little more words on that one. First, I want you to go. I know you got Numbers 3:20. Thank you for putting it in there. I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 3, 14 through 21. We're going to read this first from the New Testament so that you and I know exactly how we should enjoy the Old Testament. Thank you, Sister Rebecca, for helping us with verses over there in the YouTube zone. Well, did you guys say Francetta was here?
Yes.
Hi, Francetta. Welcome. We're glad to have you with us. We're always glad to add another great student of the Word. If you're new to us tonight and you're saying, well, Pastor, am I a student of the Word? If you're coming back here regularly saying, I want more of this, then you're a student of the word.
Yeah.
And now just find a way to be diligent about when you come. Get you a notebook. You know, I'm sure a bunch of you wrote some stuff down in it. That's for you to be talking about. Tomorrow when we talk about fasting, we're going to talk about your list that you made yesterday and today. So be working on them between now and tomorrow at noon. And then we'll go over that again while we're teaching on fasting because we're going to start this year and see God get accomplished. Here we go, 14. This is the Apostle Paul. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of the Lord, of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Say this with me. I got my name.
Got my name.
From my Father.
From my Father. Amen.
Excuse me. I had a no-bake cookie piece just dislodged.
Oh. We didn't see it.
If you're ever live, don't eat no-bake cookies right before you go live. It just doesn't work. From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Look at what this says. That he, God, the Father, would grant you, according to the riches of his glory. Now, wait a minute. That's some serious riches.
Yeah.
To be strengthened with might through his spirit in your inner man. Stay with me. I am healed from the inside out.
I am healed from the inside.
You are healed from the inside out.
Amen.
All right. Strengthened with all might, inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. How's he come in your heart? I believe. I receive. He's in your life. You have eternal life. You do not perish. John 3:16. Everybody knows. 17. Being rooted and grounded in love. Why? Because this kingdom works by love, not romance. Not a couple of brothers in a boat fishing. The love of God, which loved us so much, he gave his only begotten son. That you're grounded in love. Now, here's what happens. That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints. Do you know how many saints that is?
That's a lot of saints.
That's a lot of saints. That's more than Noah had on the ark. That says all the, wait, how many know how many saints were on the ark? I didn't know they had a football team on there, Pastor. Eighteen. You may be able to comprehend with all the saints. What are you going to comprehend? What is the length, the width, and the length, and the depth, and the height? So you can know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, and you might be filled all the fullness of God. Like the one old boy said to the preacher, Dr. Barclay, he showed up in that one little town in Central America, and he was just wore out. He'd been preaching for 2 weeks, and he laid down to go to sleep, and they banged on his door. And he's like, what? You know, he don't want to get up. They're like, are you Mark Barclay? And he's like looking out the door like, who in the world is this? He doesn't. He just came out of the jungle because God said, get out now. And he makes himself decent, opens the door, and is like, who are you? We are 50 preachers, and we're in a room down here, and God said, you come and help us. You're here. Come help us. And he's like, are you serious? So he goes down there, and in this room is 50 Mennonite pastors. And they say, we hear about you. Teach us. And he's like, all right, remember, he's wore out. He's tired. There comes a point in preaching, you're going to get tired. Your body can't handle it. And he's like, what am I going to teach him, Jesus? He said, teach him about speaking in tongues and the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
To a group of Mennonites. Mm-hmm. So he said, I just cut loose. And just like, well, all right, here we go. He said, right while he's preaching, one of the guys says, hey, are you just preaching about that or can we actually have it? Then he said, well, no, you can actually have it. And he said something, the guy said something to the effect of, well, all right then, and walked up front, bowed his head, and just stood there. He's like, he didn't even know to raise his hands or nothing.
Make it happen.
And every one of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, got their heavenly prayer language, and it rocked that whole region of Panama, I think is where it was.
Wow.
Panama or Costa Rica or something. Rocked that whole region from that time even till this. All these Mennonite preachers are filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. It's a great story. I tried to find it for you, to play it for you, but I haven't been able to find it. I mean, it'll come to us. God's bringing it. Look at what it says. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Why do I teach you like I do every night? Because God wants you filled with all the fullness of God. Getting ready to answer Roger's questions out of Numbers. Why? So you will be filled with all the fullness of God. Somebody want to type it in? I'm going to type it in. Just type it in. I am filled with all the fullness of God. I love it. I love the word of God. There. Now I got my I love the word because I've not been seeing all the Rogers, but it's all right. Whether or not I can see them, I know they're there. And I know you love the word, my brother. So you guys just keep hammering them. Well, Pastor, why are you doing this? Well, because the word of God is never meant for us to listen to it. The word of God is meant for us to hear, receive, and go do.
Amen.
This kingdom isn't about sitting. This kingdom is about going. Certainly, you got to be prepared. Every day, you're getting another dose of the fullness of God every time you come here. And you get another revelation of who God Almighty is on the inside of you. And I'm going to tell you what, every day you should begin to see strength come to you, peace come to you, calm come to you, power come to you, love come to you.
Amen.
Why?
Amen.
Because I'm going to put the same word of God in you every time, because that's what he tells me to do in the mighty name of Jesus. 20. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you are asking or thinking. Well, guys, if you want the exceeding abundantly above, you got to be asking and thinking something that's bigger than what you're doing right now.
Amen.
If you don't have a house, ask him for one. If you don't have a car, ask him for one. If you got a car and you want a new one, ask him for one. He is wanting to do the exceeding abundantly above everything you are asking or thinking, and he's in the unemployment line if you're not asking or thinking something. Well, Pastor, why would you put God in that zone? The only zone I put him in is the one that is where he is. He's in heaven saying, can you get something done for me down there? And if you're going to get something done, it's going to cost us money, going to have equipment, we're going to have what we need to go do it, and you and I should be asking him daily. God never gives me permission to say the things that I'm asking for, because what he's assigned me to ask for is huge, and it would blow the socks off of some people, and then they would just like, well, whatever, you know, people are. It doesn't matter what he's asking me to ask for. You ask him for something big. Amen? Because he's trying to fill you with all the fullness of God. And if you sit around sucking your thumb, acting like God never's going to do something for you, he won't, because he can't until you open your mouth and say, can you do this for me? Oh, my child is going and doing. Bam. He starts getting involved in your life.
Hallelujah.
Woo! 20. To him be the glory by Jesus Christ to all generations forever and ever. Numbers chapter 3. Here we go. All right. This is God putting everything in order in the children of Israel, and ready to wander around in the wilderness. Acting like they never saw something happen in God. Actions speak louder than words any day. Here we go. So his question is Numbers 3:20 and 2:5. Let's do 2:5 first. Five. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar, and Nathanael, the son of Zuar, shall be the leader of the children of Issachar. Numbers 2:5. That's just the positioning of the tribes around the tabernacle. Everybody had a specific position that they were in.
He was talking about it seemed like they were preparing for war, but that isn't. That's just their standard.
Right.
How they position themselves to protect.
Right. The children of Israel were all positioned around the Ark of the Covenant, which was at the center of the encampment. Wait, remember the encampment is 3 million people.
Yeah.
That's the size of Chicago. Chicago has 6 million people.
Tent city.
Yeah. Tent city. Huge tent city. So that, right, that's just them. It says his army was 54,000. What that means is in their day, an army person was a guy that was 20 years old and older.
Oh.
So that's what they're, I believe, yeah, that was what it was, 20 years old and older. So that's how many the numbers was. And that's just how they laid them out around them. That was the encampment of the children of Israel. Remember, there's 6 million people. That's a lot of people. And there's a, you know, there's probably 6 million sheep.
Cattle and donkeys. And...
They pulverized Egypt when they left. What is it? Numbers 3, verse 20. So in verse 14, they start a census where they're numbering all the children of Israel. All right, so verse 20. And the sons of Merari by their families, Mahli, Mushi. These are the families of the Levites, father's house. All right, and all that is just some good names of good Israelites.
They didn't have a microphone. How did everybody hear?
Yeah, that's, see, when if you watch Charlton Heston and his little band of people coming out of Egypt, it's easy for everybody to hear. But there was 600,000 men besides the women and children. The men that were numbered were 20 years old and up. They're all married. So, I mean, you can't say everyone, but if there was 600,000 men that were 20, then there was probably 600,000 women that were 20, right? And so he's married. And if it's one of those very interesting things of the world, that if you have 6,000 men, 600,000 men, 600,000 women, you're probably going to have 600,000 babies. Because that's what happens in, when men and women come together. And so now you've got, you know, now, yeah, you're almost at 2 million. Well, and a Jewish family had more than, they usually had more than 2 or 3 kids. They usually had 7, 8, 10 kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're talking very easily 6 million people. Well, the book of Exodus teaches us that a mixed multitude went up with them. That means there was people out of Egypt saying, I ain't staying with Pharaoh another day. And they went into the camp of the Israelites and said, listen, I treated you wrong when I was your leader. I'll be your servant. Can I just go with you and escape that fool? And I don't know about your God, but he sure is taking care of you. And if he takes care of this whole camp and I'm standing in the middle, I'm probably going to be taken care of. That was the Gentiles coming, just like it was prophesied. The Gentiles were coming out of Egypt saying, I want what you guys have, even though I don't have access to it. See, in the book of Numbers, Leviticus, that God tells the children of Israel how to treat those people and how they can begin to worship God and offer sacrifices. That's all right here in the book of Leviticus and Numbers, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. And then Deuteronomy is the book where Moses retells the story of them coming out and all the mighty miracles. Mm-hmm. That's a powerful thing, isn't it? And I agree, Francetta. I've often thought, how in the world could they hear it? But what you got to realize is there was a reason Pharaoh was afraid of them.
Yeah.
If 600,000 people stood up against his army, I mean, he's going to kill some of them, but he'll be overtaken like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just by mass numbers. That's why it'd be stupid for America to submit to socialism when we can just, by mass numbers, walk over Washington, D.C. and every governor's office and say, no, we'll stomp you out there in the grass if you don't get stuff together.
Amen. That's so...
Wait, let's ask a question. Let's ask another Moses question. We're not in the trivia zone, but let's just see who gets it. All right. When Moses struck the rock, how big was it? In your mind, what did Moses strike? I want everybody to type an answer in. In your mind, what was the rock that Moses struck that the water came out of? How large? Everybody say it. Everybody type it in. Sister Leanne says the side of the mountain. How about Rebecca? What did Rebecca say? Sister Phyllis? Brother Dan? It's interesting, as I've asked this question throughout my ministry, some people have actually said, I think he just smacked it in the ground on some gravel. That was actually what some people thought.
Well, yeah.
Brother Rogers said a stone. Now, I don't know how big he's talking. Francetta said a boulder. You ready to think about this? You got to have enough water for 6 million people to drink every day.
And their livestock.
And their livestock.
Not sure.
So, I don't think he struck a rock this big, because that's not going to produce 6 million gallons of water in one day. But here's the reality. The first time I asked that question in a church service where I was teaching, you always thought it was the rock they were standing on. Wow, Dan, give a little explanation on that. I'll even put you live if you put your hand up. Go there and read it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. I always thought it was the rock they were standing on. It's an interesting statement.
That is.
You might have to call in and teach on that, brother. Did I give you a verse where we're going?
No.
I didn't? Mm-hmm. Wow, check this out. This is how it always happens, though. Thanks, Roger, for the question. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Look at this. I always thought it was the rock they were standing on.
Jesus, living water. Peter was the rock.
Hmm. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through, wow. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant or unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud. Fire by cloud by day, fire by night. I can't see any more of the comments all of a sudden.
Rebecca said their rock was small enough to travel with them. Hmm. Well, there's a thought, too.
Interesting. All our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They went down into the sea, which was certain death, and came up the other side, delivered from the old life, Pharaoh, and God covered it up with water, and you died in baptism. Look at verse 3. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Don't be like them guys.
Yeah.
Exodus chapter 17. Well, Pastor, what's the benefit of this in the new year? The benefit of this in the new year is faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. You and I have got to continually be putting the Bible together. Don't listen to the people that say the Old Testament is no longer important to you. That is an erroneous teaching. I won't call them a heretic, but that is very erroneous to say the Old Testament. I mean, we just read it. All these things were done for our example. That means what we're doing in the New Testament, we got to look back in the Old Testament and say, here's the example, and you and I are not going to do what those people do. We are going to do what we're going to do over here,
yeah.
Right? Exodus 17. Well, I thought they were on part of a mountain, and there is rock all around them.
Yeah.
They were in just an area of it that they were instructed.
Small enough to travel with them, it says.
Now, you ready? Let's go straight to the Bible and read it.
All right. Well,
this is what we do here every time we come here. Well, this is what I always thought. However, let's see what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Right? Exodus 17. Then all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sin, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped in Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Did I give you a reference? 17, 1 through 7. Therefore the people contended with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. So Moses, contend with me. Look at his next statement. Why do you tempt the Lord? He just said to them, the way you're contending with me, you're tempting the Lord. I wouldn't recommend that process for you at all. Did you notice when God showed up on the road to Damascus to the Apostle Paul, or the Saul of Tarsus, that he didn't say to them, why are you persecuting my people? That Saul of Tarsus and said, why are you persecuting me? He took it personal. I believe he kind of pushed him, knocked him down.
Yeah.
I think so, but that's just my view. I don't have chapter and verse for that. We just know Paul hit the dirt. Or Saul of Tarsus hit the dirt. And when he hit the dirt, said, oh, my Lord. And Jesus said, this is the Coddle paraphrase, that's the right word, you get to live. Because Jesus showed up that day to take Saul of Tarsus out. Jesus himself showed up. If you and I will live in righteousness and this book, Jesus will show up to these leaders in this day that we're living and say, your day is done. The corrupt ones, the perverse ones, these vile people that just totally control and enslave whole groups of people. But we got to be right in order for that to happen. Let's keep reading. Verse 3, the people thirsted there for water. The people complained against Moses and said, why is it you brought us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst? So they said that it was killing them. They said they had children, and they said they had livestock. Everything we just said about their number is right there in that verse. So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, what shall I do with this people? They are ready to stone me. Don't ever let somebody else's misery or your own cause you to decide to stone God's leader. Because God don't take too highly to that. Keep reading. The Lord said to Moses, go on before the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel. Take your rod, which you struck the river, and go. Behold, I'll stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall the rock, and water will come out of it. And the people, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the children of Israel. So he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the contention of the children of Israel. Look what it says. Because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord not among us? Do not tempt the Lord with your complaining. Numbers chapter 20. Can I get an I love the word out of anybody? Numbers chapter 20. You might say, Pastor, I'm missing the importance of this at the beginning of my year. God is going to take care of you and me every single day of our life. And when we begin to complain, he takes those that complaining very seriously, because his provision is so powerful for us. Now, Numbers 20, and let's go 1 through 13. Watch this. Even as God's leaders, we've got to be extremely careful in our actions. Because of these verses right here, Moses is going to miss out on his opportunity to go into Canaan land.
Yeah, that's scary too, isn't it?
Ready?
Wow.
Be disridden. The children of Israel, the whole congregation, came in the wilderness of Zin in the first month. People stayed in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. Remember why Miriam died? Miriam died because she complained against Moses. And she looked at him and said, who do you think you are, putting yourself over us? And God said to Moses, get out of the way, and struck her with leprosy.
Wow.
God had severe judgment on it. because of the way she treated her own brother and the spiritual leader. You might be like, Jesus, Lord have mercy. Well, I know, Pastor, but we're in the day of grace. This kind of thing never happens. Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does happen. But here's the revelation. You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and this word, you will never be there. Every writer somewhere says it in their book. Harden not your heart. But that's an action you got to take and I got to take of our own free will. You should not complain. I did. And this is why I probably don't have a believer husband at this point. And we're believing for one to come along to you, Sister Francetta, designed by God that will rock and roll your life. And together you'll change the whole world around you.
Amen.
Wherever you go.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Here we go. Let's get back to our word here. Verse 2. Now there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and Aaron. This time they're against both of them. People contend with Moses, saying, if only we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. Did you just hear what they just said? They just said, we watched our brethren die. You know, the ground opened up and swallowed 20,000 of them.
Yeah.
And they said, if we had just died with them. God takes that very seriously. When you and I speak against God and his ways, he takes it very seriously. You may not understand the power of the Holy Spirit, but do not speak against it.
Amen.
If you speak against the power of the Holy Spirit, you'll never be filled with it. Because you can't speak against him and have him come and fill you. That wasn't just from me. As a kind man, I would always like to say that. But I've learned a long time ago not to say those kind of words unless I'm led by the Spirit of God, because I'm not going to be the cause of somebody going out and finding somebody that's going to hurt them and do wrong to them. That's why the Spirit of God just said that he'll be a righteous man of God, and together you'll transform your whole area wherever you are by the hand of God. Let him do it.
Amen.
Verse 4. Why have you brought up the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness that we and our animals should die here? I mean, do you hear what these people are saying? And why have you made us come out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place? It is not a place of grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, nor is there any water to drink. God taking care of them.
Wow.
They had manna every day. He had water, made water for them. And now they're a bunch of whiny babies, thumbsuckers. And they just said to God, if only we had been swallowed up by the earth like those other people were. Thou hast played a fool. Woo. Verse 6. So Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and they fell on their face. And the glory of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord appeared to them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take your rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together. Speak to the rock before their eyes. Speak to the rock before their eyes. Anybody want to write it or circle it? Speak to the rock, and it will yield this water. Thus you shall bring forth water for them out of the rock, and give drink to the congregation and their animals. You shall bring forth water for them by speaking to the rock. That's why you and I speak to the mountains. That's what is in front of us. Your first action might be go get another job so you can make more money. But there's coming a day when God's going to say to you, speak to that mountain and watch me bring it to you. Woo! I'll use it in Francesca's case. You can go join about 87 different dating sites and go through that old mess, or you can just say, I command righteous man of God to come to me, blessed and anointed of Almighty God, filled with the Holy Spirit, one who proclaims the word every day. You speak it with your mouth. Rather than striking that rock, you speak it and watch God manifest it in your life.
Amen.
Too many of us are trying to beat the rock again. But watch what happens to Moses.
Speak to the rock before you strike it.
Yeah. 20, verse 9. Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he was commanded. Remember where that rod is? It's in the Ark of the Covenant. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly to the, before the rock, and he said to them, hear now.
You rebels?
Is he speaking to the rock? He's speaking to them.
Yeah.
Must we bring water for you out of this rock? Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod. And water came out abundantly. And the congregation and their animals drank. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore, you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given unto them.
Wow.
Why? Because he struck the rock rather than speaking to it. That's why Jesus said, say to the mountain, be removed. Verse 13, this is the waters of Meribah, because the children of Israel contended with the Lord, and he was hallowed among them. Anybody want to say wow?
Wow.
Wow. Why? God made this system. God was using Moses to give an example of the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament was strike the rock. It was an action. It was animal sacrifice. The New Testament is speak to the rock, Jesus, and say, I received your righteousness. I receive salvation. I receive the Holy Spirit. I receive the revelation of the Word of God. And by you speaking it, you are fulfilling the new covenant in your heart and your mind and your mouth. Well, when you start shaking your fist at God, you need to remember this story right here, because Moses didn't get to take him in. Why? Because he struck the rock rather than speaking to it. Moses was 120 years old when God said, go to the top of the mountain, and you're all done. Your time is up. It's time for you to head to the top. And here we go. Let's do this. Deuteronomy 34 blesses all the children of Israel, all the tribes. My black-eyed peas and ham was really good for yesterday and today. Look at Mom. She's doing it. Welcome, Mom. I love you.
You know the black-eyed peas thing too? Huh.
I love the word. All right, what did I tell you?
Deuteronomy. Okay.
That's all I said?
Deuteronomy
32, verse 48 through 52.
We're glad you're here, by the way.
Glad you're here, Mom. We're right in the middle of don't strike the rock. Just speak to it. Well, see, guys, all of these things are done for our example in the Old Testament,
yeah,
so that you and I can live a successful life. You, some of you, I could tell a minute ago when I was reading it, some of you were like, uh-oh, I have struck the rock a few times. And that might be the case. If you struck it rather than speaking to it, then you're probably going to lose that reward when you get to heaven. When the fire tries that, it's probably not going to be in your... I sent in the COF about the origin of black-eyed peas. Oh.
Oh, you did?
I didn't. I did finally get a comment there. Thanks, Francetta. All right, let's look at this. Where did I say? 48, yeah. Then the Lord spoke to Moses that very same day. This is the end of Moses' life. Go up to the mountain of Abram, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, cross from Jericho, view the land of Canaan, which I gave to the children of Israel as a possession. Look at verse 50. And die on the mountain which you ascend. And be gathered to your people, just as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people, because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah, Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you did not hallow me in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet you shall see the land before you, though you shall not go there into the land which I'm giving to the children of Israel. And now let's read Deuteronomy 34 and we'll read 1 through 12. This has been a good study tonight. How many are enjoying this study tonight? I'm enjoying it.
Good question, Roger.
It's a good question, Roger. And it led us right into Deuteronomy 34, 1 through 12. The old chapter. It led us right into this thought process for you and I. Don't get yourself crosswise with God's leaders. Right? Don't get yourself crosswise with God's leaders. He put them in your life for a reason. So receive them as the gift that they are, just like we're teaching you every time we make that confession out of Ephesians chapter 4, that's teaching us to have the proper relationship with the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Now, watch this. You and I got to be careful, just like the children of Israel are, and we got to be diligent every day to humble ourselves before God, not humiliate. This is a whole teaching I'm going to give us here this month about humbling yourself before the mighty hand of God. Not tonight, but I'm just going to refer to it. Over and over and over, God said, harden not your heart. The children of Israel hardened their heart against God, and when they hardened their heart against God, they spoke against Moses. And God said, you just spoke against my leader, but your heart is hard against me. You can die in the wilderness. Well, you don't want that to go on in your life. Let's read the end of Moses' life. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo at the top of Pisgah, which is across from Jericho. The Lord showed him all the land of Gilead, as far as Dan, all the land of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim, Manasseh, the land of Judah, as far as the western sea, the south, the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there. Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of the Moab, according to the word of the Lord. Look at what it says. And he, verse 6, and he, capital he, who buried Moses? Capital he.
Oh.
God buried him.
Oh my goodness.
The Lord Jesus buried Moses in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows his grave to this day. Verse 7. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. He was just as strong then as when he started going in. And yet he went to the top of the mountain, and God said, come on over and see me. And as they used to say in the Old Testament all the time, he gave up the ghost, and God buried him. 8, the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plain of Moab 30 days. Weeping and mourning for Moses ended. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit and wisdom, for Moses had laid his hand on him. So the children of Israel heeded him and did as the Lord commanded. Look at verse 10. Since then, there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses. Who's writing verse 10? Number one, the Holy Spirit is writing verse 10.
Amen.
There has not risen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt before Pharaoh, before all the servants, and in all his land. And by all that mighty power and all that great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel. God said, when it's time to speak to the mountain, don't strike the rock. Somebody might say, Pastor, well, what is that in my life? I don't know what it is in your life. You better get close to God so you can figure it out.
Yeah.
Because,
was that a pride thing for him to strike the rock?
Well,
it could have been his credit rather than just speaking to it, God's word.
Well, it definitely is a pride thing. Yes, I can see what you're saying there specifically. But the greatest thing is it's a disobedience. Because what God said is, because you did not hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, even though you wanted to beat them with your stick.
Yeah.
You still should have spoke to the rock when the water come out. Then you could beat them with the stick.
Boy, I bet he really did want to take a stick to him so many times.
let's go to 1 Corinthians 10. Since we're in this, we might as well go ahead and read this a little bit. Is everybody all right? I see we got to love the word from Roger.
And a friend said she's enjoying this.
And Rebecca said, awesome, amen.
Yeah.
Two more hours. Lay more of the word.
Roger.
Amen, Roger. I'm in agreement with it. I'm in agreement. Everybody pause just a second. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that we get more and more prepared to do this work that you've given us to do. Julian and Bamala is with us. Bless you guys. Julian and Bamala, we have had the Philippines and Samoa show up tonight And now here's Malaysia. And I don't know if you guys heard it yet, but we found out last week that on Blog Talk Radio, we have Japan, South Korea, Russia, and England, Spain, Portugal, the Netherlands, Germany, Sweden, Nigeria, and South Africa. So, Julian Envamala, you're part of our family from around the world, and it's good to see you with us. God bless you guys. Isn't that awesome, guys? I don't know if it means anything to you, but are not on Madison Avenue downtown somewhere doing something big. I'm sitting at my desk I got for $10 down at the local store. Right? We got this for $10, right? 15?
10.
I'm sitting in a chair that Brother Tim Brown confiscated from the college. They were going to throw them all in the landfill. And he filled our house with chairs. Amen? Now, God is still using us if we'll go ahead and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and let him have all the glory and all the honor and all the praise for what's going on. We'll continue to see him spread this all over the whole world. It's like me sitting here with my earphone things on tonight. For some reason, I don't know how to get Blog Talk working tonight, but guess what? It doesn't matter. I'm not going to get freaked out about it, and you're not going to. And we're going to still preach this gospel around the world, however it is that God wants us to preach this gospel. And I thank you for it. Tell you where we're going.
1 Corinthians 10.
Let's read 5 through 13. But with most of them, 1 Corinthians 10:5-13. Oh, I thought I already told them where to go.
No.
Oh. Well, next time you guys should pay attention in the realm of the spirit and figure it out. All right, I got the look. Pause. All right. I want to get a couple more verses in here. Look at this. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now, these things became our examples to the intent. Look at what he's saying now. God's not just filling his book here, guys. This is a specific principle we got to grab a hold of. These things became our example to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. The Holy Spirit speaking through Paul. Keep reading. And do not become idolaters, or idolaters, however you say it. As were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. That was when they made the golden calf. See, I don't know how you could say the Old Testament's not important, because here we are reading the New Testament, and Paul is saying, pay attention to this by the Holy Spirit of God, and you and I got to be looking at it going, whoa, I better be paying attention here. Verse 8, neither let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day, 23,000 fell in one day. Verse 9. Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. But why? Because they were tempting the Lord. Wait, only thing this should cause us to do is say, all right, I'm going to check myself a little closer and a little tighter. I'm going to keep this lip a little bit better, and I'm going to speak to the Father with a little bit more, with a whole lot more reverence. And I'm going to treat Jesus as Lord because he is. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 11. All these happened things happened to them as examples. And they were written for our admonition, upon whom the end of this world, for let him who thinks he stands, take heed, lest he would fall. He's not saying you're going to fall. He's just saying, hey, pay attention. You can see what those guys did. Don't do it. This is why that verse in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 31 is so important to us during communion. If we would judge ourselves, we wouldn't have to be judged by God. He gives us the opportunity to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, judge ourselves, and then he doesn't have to do all the judging. Because he's going to lead us. Verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you, but what's common to man. God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted above what you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear. All right? Hebrews. Better get these verses in. Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 7, and go. You gotta hurry up and catch me. Hebrews 3, 7 through 19. Because I'm already going a little bit longer, but I want these verses in. Look what Paul is writing here. This is to you and me. Therefore, the Holy Spirit says, who's saying this to you? Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. What doesn't God like? A hard-hearted person. As in the rebellion in the day of wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, saw my works for 40 years. They saw God destroy Egypt, split the Red Sea, and then still said, You can't do what I can do. 10. I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. He called them carcasses. They fell in the wilderness. Look at this verse. 12. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God. God calls an evil heart of unbelief departing. Well, just say it. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Matter of fact, let's all just type it in real quick. Type right in there. I am a believer. I am a believer. God every day. Because he just said, see, that's why I want you to say I'm a believer, not I'm a Christian. Well, thank God somebody else might call you a Christian, a follower of Christ. But what should you be proclaiming about yourself every day? I am a believer. Why is that so important? Because what do believers do? They believe. And this verse says these people had an evil heart of unbelief, and it caused them to depart from the living God. And look at 13 says, exhort one another daily. Paul's telling us we should be paying attention to this every single day. Paying attention to what, Pastor? That you don't let your heart become hardened. Do not let your heart be hardened. Exhort one another, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Well, Pastor, I'm not a sinner, but a hard heart is a sinner. Woo! For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence to the end. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. How many can think maybe God's trying to say something to us in this chapter?
Yeah.
Do not harden your heart. How do you always make sure you don't do that, Pastor? You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and the mighty awesome word of God, you humble yourself under that mighty hand, and when you humble yourself, you will not be hard-hearted. God, you can't say, well, God, you humble me. Well, now you're a robot. God wants you and I to humble ourselves. For who, having heard, they rebelled. Indeed, it was those that came out of Egypt. 17. Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he say, they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. And then if you go over to verse 4, chapter 4, he says, do not harden your heart another three times. Now, let's be done. Pretty good word tonight, isn't it? Now, I got a whole teaching on this about hardening your heart, that this just scratched the surface of it. But the cool thing about where God led us tonight is this. You and I can see that Moses hardened his heart and struck the rock, and it cost him. He wasn't able to enter the Canaan land. What is it that God loves about his children? Let's grab this verse. See if I can remember it. Micah, isn't that something? I don't turn to Micah ever, and that's where I need to be, and I opened right up to Micah. Micah, the name of my second grandson. I love you, Micah. I love you, Elijah. I love you, Josiah. Hey, wait, Mom, are you still here? Hey, Mom, if you're still here, say hallelujah or something. Because 6:8, he has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. This is the assignment. This is God speaking through an Old Testament prophet what you and I are supposed to be doing in our New Testament life. What are we supposed to be doing? What is good? What does the Lord require of you? Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly before our God.
Amen.
I've said this to us over and over. I'm not going to turn there, but please put this verse in. Okay, because if I turn there, I'm just going to preach. Romans 8:11. If you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the Holy Spirit of God lives on the inside of us. That's why every day, you should spend your whole day saying, fill me with everything you got, Holy Spirit. I want everything you have for me, because I am not going to be one of those people who die in the wilderness because I frogged around. Let's see, that's what my uncle would say, frogged around. Wow, you guys are making all kinds of comments, and I didn't get to see any of them. Now, nothing hard about what Micah just said. What makes it hard is when we've listened to biblical teachers who taught us wrong doctrines. People say, oh, you're going to sin every day in word, thought, and deed. That's not what the Bible teaches. That is what certain denominations teach. People say, well, you can't be holy and perfect. That's not what Jesus said. That's not what the Apostle Paul said. Father said. Jesus said, be therefore holy as I'm holy. The Apostle Paul said, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Well, God's Spirit's not going to come and live in a dirty temple. Never, ever in the history of the world was the Spirit of God going to be poured out upon a dirty temple. You might say, yeah, but I'm filled with the Holy Spirit and I still sin. I'd be careful how you say those words. Now, God's not in heaven with a club in any sense of the word. But you and I got to every day say, Lord, help me to just do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly. And then you and I in the New Testament, we get to be filled with the very Holy Spirit of God and have communication straight up with the Father with our heavenly prayer language. Why anybody would fight that and say, well, that's not of God. Are you kidding me? It's in the Bible. Read your Bible. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, my mom was still here. I was going to say thank you to her because tomorrow would have been Mom and Dad's anniversary. And they were married for 60 years, 1960 to 2020. And I honored you, Mom and Dad. Of course, my dad's in heaven. I honored you, Dad, in heaven. And I don't know what you're doing in the great cloud of witnesses, Dad, but thank you for helping us out. Thank you. And God bless you, Mom, for your years of righteousness and holiness. And can't wait to see that book finished. Mm-hmm. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you. That all these things were done for our admonition, for our instruction. And you put it in a book so that those of us at the end can live a perfect and holy life just like you instructed us to. Not like some man's religion or religiosity, like you instructed us to. And we get to live filled with the Holy Spirit of God. As we read earlier, we get to live with all the fullness of God and understand the length, the breadth, the depth, the height of all of your love. Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you, Father. You have set us free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Every single day, if we'll just wake up at the beginning of every day, when we wake up and declare, this is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and I'm going to walk in the Spirit all day long. You, Holy Spirit of God, will help us. We can walk in oneness with our Father and enjoy the beautiful things of God.
Amen.
We give you glory, and we give you the honor. And we give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. This is a good word tonight, isn't it? This is a really good word. Now, you're the one preaching it. The Holy Spirit is speaking, and I've just learned how to flap my lips and give him oxygen so that he can say what he needs to say to us. Okay. It's his breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's receive the new covenant worship. We'll receive our communion elements now at this time. So I encourage you to make sure you always have some ready. Those of you who are new to us, we always receive communion every time we come here together in the evening program. So you can always find the communion service here every time you come here, and it'll be a blessing to you. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, I sinned this week. I better not take communion. That is not in the Bible. If you've sinned, you need communion. You just got to judge yourself first and say, I've sinned. I need you. All right, now you're ready to receive the communion elements. Let a man judge himself first. And now we're going to read that. It's not time to preach it, Sam. It's time to read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup, the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. His death, his life, sinless life. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, or if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged by the Lord. And I love this, you Holy Spirit, for this. Whew. There comes the Holy Spirit presence again. First John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. I forgot the first part of the verse. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. In Jesus' mighty name. And there is no torment in the communion service. Amen. Jesus sent his son to make the sacrifice. How dare a church ever tell you, if you've sinned, you can't receive communion? All they needed to tell you was judge yourself first and say, God, I need you so that I can beat this and never sin again. Now I receive your broken body and your blood shed. And now you are ready to receive communion elements. In Jesus' name. We're going to lead you in a prayer of salvation, a prayer of rededication. The next 90 seconds will change your life forever. Pray this with me. Everybody pray. If we were in a building, I would ask everybody in the whole building to pray this prayer out loud. Why? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Those of you that pray this with us every time, if you'll keep praying it, someday God will have you in a place where somebody needs to do communion, and you'll be able to lead because it'll come off of your heart because you've said it with me. every single time.
Amen.
Amen. Here we go. Wouldn't that be cool? You stand in good people, let's take communion. All right, but who knows how to do it? Well, I do. And you can step right up and be bold. Pray this prayer of salvation with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you.
I know I need you.
In my life.
In my life.
Every day.
Every day.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Reach your hands out and say, and I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
The word of
pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the family of God. Some of you are saying it right along with me. Say it. This is who we are, and this is what we look like. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. Because God never does something to you. He takes you from to. You went from your sin, you went from fear to faith. When you sin, you are afraid of judgment. But Jesus filled you with his fear. I mean, Jesus filled you with his faith and took away your fear.
Amen.
Slow down, tongue. You went from your sin, which you can't beat. Nobody can. To Jesus' righteousness. And he just filled you with it. How cool is that? The Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt that one into the family. And you're now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. How amazing is that? You didn't just get a new name. You got a DNA change. According to the book of Peter, you now are, you have God's incorruptible seed on the inside of you. And nothing will make it go away. From this day forward, your responsibility is to walk with God every day of your life.
Amen.
Pray this with me. Jesus,
help me walk with you
every day of my
life.
There's the answer. They put my email address and website in there so that you have the ability to contact somebody, ask us a question, send us your testimony, give us a prayer request. Anything we can do to help you walk with God. You might say, Pastor, I'm dealing with this certain thing in my life. Can you help me? Yep. I got teachings, a mess of teachings that will help you deal with that in your life. And that's our place. I got 10 verses I believe are the best, most solid foundation verses that you can have and from the Word of God for your new Christian life. If you email me, I'll be glad to send them to you. Because I'm going to help you walk with God.
Amen.
You ready? Let's receive the communion elements together now in Jesus' mighty name. For those of you that are visitors with us, please make sure you sign in. Click the like or love button so we know you're here and we'll be able to pray for you by name. Because that's how this works around here. Ready? Hold your communion elements up. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
for my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplied.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus, that you endured the cross, despising the shame, and you are sat down at the right hand of the Father, and you called it joy so that we can find you. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus. The most powerful cleansing force. On the face of this earth. I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus. I have reconciliation. With you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus. Every sin. Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new. And I thank you for it. By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus. Every plague.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be the glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. I'm going to tell you again. I like this cup. Isaiah chapter 1 says, though your sins were as scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let's sing one of our favorite songs. You want to? Let's sing Power in the Blood. Tomorrow's my dad's anniversary. And I'll sing it in honor of my dad tonight. It's his favorite song of his life. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power.
In the blood.
Blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power. In the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Ooh. Well, I sure wish I could see all y'all's comments and see what everybody's saying as we close down the program. Bless you too, Rebecca. We love you. Sister Phyllis K. Raymond, Francetta, love you, Francetta, Bob, Brother Roger, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen. Love you, love you, love you. Mary, Pastor Rick, ever make it here tonight?
Not that I saw.
Mary, we love you.
You.
And even though we may not see you, Brother Phyllis K. Raymond, Roger Oxy, Julian and Vimala.
Oh, I did saw Mary. Mary is here.
Dan and Gwen. Brother Gary West, Glazier, welcome, Glazier. Glad to have you with us. Elaine to Philly,
yeah.
Glad you are with us. Yeah. All of our friends on YouTube, we so awesome to have you with us. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio that we don't know your name, we want to know your name. You send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send me a postcard, Samuel J. Cottle, P.O. Box 4315, 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. You can find all that information on the website. We would be glad to find and hear where you're listening from around the world.
Is it in our notes in the beginning of the program?
It's in the notes of every program, and it's on our website, and will be a blessing to you. Well, we'll see you guys tomorrow at noon. Make sure you come on by. We're going to be talking about fasting. It's going to be one of the greatest fasts you ever did. And it's not about starvation, because God doesn't get any honor of a bunch of people just starving themselves. This is not a hunger strike. But you're going to have to come tomorrow to hear that teaching. 1 hour of faith at noon Eastern on Sunday, 2 January, 2-2. It's going to be a good year.
Amen.
Good. Yes, this is a great year. Yes. I'll post the schedule for the Read the Bible Through chronologically, and then we call you blessed. Make sure you work on your items that we gave you last night. Write down some goals that you want for this year. What do you want God to 90-second lady. She got me.
Oh, I didn't hear her.
No, she's in these earbuds. She's in these earbuds loud and strong right there now. All right. So anyway, that's tomorrow. And we call you blessed. Thanks so much for being with us. Isn't this awesome what happens here? Father, we glorify your name tonight.
Yes. Yes,
you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. The Apostle Paul said, certainly I worked hard, but he said, the grace of God is what was working. I'm just a human, Lord. But thank you that you've helped me to learn how to let you have my lips and speak through me. I'm in awe of it every day, Jesus. And we thank you for the wonderful blessing of our brothers and sisters. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, one thing about it. I'm just making sure I got that done. There. That's done. Can't dislike my video if I get you before you even get a dislike, can I? Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Brother Dan, bless you for being with us on Blog Talk Radio. Love you, man. All of our friends in Blog Talk, remember this, we love you, and God loves you. And Jesus is